Scientists worry the roots of the next global pandemic may be developing in Asia. It will probably start with birds. Three times in the past century, bird flus have spread to people and have caused millions of deaths. The key event is a genetic change that allows the virus to spread as easily among humans as it does among birds. And scientists are afraid that's about to happen again.
In Asia, a deadly bird flu has shown a knack for adapting to a new species. It's already killed more than 30 people who got it from sick birds. And in Thailand this fall, it appeared to be moving from person to person. Here's NPR's John Hamilton with the second part of our series on avian flu.
The first sign of trouble in village number 19 was the dead chickens. Pranom Phangchan remembers what happened to her family's flock.
Chickens started to die in the mid of August. They died one each day, and by the end of August, they were gone. And my niece got sick on the 2nd of September.
Pranom's niece, Sagundala, had joined the household when her mother took a job 200 miles away in Bangkok. Sagundala was 11, old enough to help care for Pranom's young children when she wasn't in school. Pranom sits in a blue plastic chair in front of her home. The house is a rickety structure of wood, bamboo, and corrugated metal raised up on stilts. Pranom says the chickens lived under the house. Also under the house is an empty hammock. Pranom says that's where Sagundala used to sleep. No one connected the chickens to Sagundala's fever.
Oh, yeah, Makini.
After 5 days, the fever didn't come down. So we took her to Dr. Boom's clinic here in Kot Kao, and she suspected that the girl might have dengue fever.
A team of disease experts in Bangkok could have offered another explanation had they known about Sagundala. They were just about to launch a program intended to detect cases of bird flu quickly and prevent the disease from spreading. The team was sponsored by government health agencies from the U.S. and Thailand. It had already helped to contain a deadly outbreak of SARS. But Dr. Scott Dowell says SARS moved relatively slowly. When bird flu adapts to people, it tends to explode through the population.
There's no experience with trying to contain an influenza pandemic at its source. It certainly didn't happen in 1918. It didn't happen in 1957 or 1968 either. In all previous pandemics, by the time people recognized that there was a pandemic strain circulating, the possibility for containing that virus at its source had long passed.
On September 7th, Sagundala's doctor was worried that the fever wasn't coming down. She sent the girl to the hospital in Klong Klun, a few miles away. Pranom phoned Sagundala's mother, who rushed up from Bangkok.
She met me at the Klong Klun hospital. We three of us stayed in the same bed that night.
The doctors at Klong Klun also suspected dengue, but they realized Sagundala was getting worse and needed a higher level of care.
She was transferred to the Kampang Phet Hospital, and there at Kampang Phet Hospital she died that day.
That was September 8th. By then, the bird flu team in Bangkok was working hard to alert hospitals to look out for patients with bird flu. Even so, Sagundala was cremated on September 11th without ever being tested for the virus. Sagundala's mother began to feel ill at her daughter's funeral, but she returned to her job in Bangkok. She developed pneumonia during the next week. She died on September 20th in a Bangkok hospital. This time, doctors did check for bird flu. The test came back positive. The bird flu investigators with the Ministry of Health quickly realized that mother and daughter probably had the same disease. Scott Dowell got a bad feeling.
The most feared event is that the virus will acquire the ability to transmit efficiently from person to person. So you can imagine when the ministry detected two cases in one household that they were quite concerned that this might signal the beginning of a pandemic and that this was the first time that this virus was being passed from person to person.
To search for clues, Dowell's team headed from Bangkok to the hospital in Kampang Phet, where Sagundala had died. They were about to get more disturbing news.
It's about a four-hour drive, and by the time we got there, that patient's aunt was in the hospital.
Pranom had begun to feel ill just after her niece's funeral.
I had high fever. I went to see the doctor, and he said that I got influenza. But after 8 days, the fever didn't subside. I felt rash on my body, but my feet and hands were cold.
By sheer chance, she arrived at Kampang Pet Hospital the same day Dowell did. Dowell knew she might have bird flu.
Suddenly we had not just two people, but possibly three in the same family with similar symptoms, and everybody was quite concerned.
It would take days for tests to determine whether Pranam truly had bird flu. In the meantime, Dowell had to assume the worst and keep her from infecting anyone else.
We recommended that she be kept carefully quarantined with the full protective equipment, and that she and the son and the other household members be started immediately on treatment with oseltamivir.
Pranam survived. The test showed she had contracted the bird flu virus. The oseltamivir may have saved her life. It's the only antiviral drug known to work against bird flu. In the days after Pranam was admitted to the Kampang Pet Hospital, Dowell began to get reassuring reports. No one else in the family was infected. Neither was anyone else in the village, or any of the doctors and nurses who'd cared for Saguntala and her mother. It was becoming clear that the virus hadn't adapted to spread easily among people. But Dowell says it's almost certain that Saguntala did infect her mother during the night they spent at the hospital. Pranam agrees.
I think it's very likely that she got it from her daughter because she hugged her little girl and also she kissed her all the time when she was admitted at the hospital.
Pranam thinks she might also have caught bird flu from Saguntala. But investigators say it's possible Pranam was infected by the same chickens that infected her niece. Since the episode, Thailand has implemented its bird flu plan nationwide. Radio messages tell people how to handle poultry safely. Public health workers look for possible bird flu cases among farmers and villagers. And Dowell's team has helped to make sure that every hospital in Thailand is focused on stopping bird flu. The campaign is especially visible at Kampang Pet Hospital, where Saguntala died. There's a man-sized statue of a rooster at the entrance, wearing a surgical mask. Dr. Kamchai Rungsamunpaibun is the hospital's director. He likes to show the bird to visitors.
Where did the idea for this?
It's my idea.
It's your idea?
I got it about 10 kilometers from here for about $50.
Kamchai says the efforts of Scott Dowell and other public health workers have made a huge difference in Thailand.
Now every hospital has become aware about the bird flu epidemic. Every patient who walks in with respiratory infection with high fever will be screened by nurse and reported to Department of Epidemiology.
Dowell isn't sure whether such steps will be enough. He says it's just luck that the bird virus that killed Saguntala wasn't well adapted to people. The next time, he says, the world can't depend on luck. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You can hear the first part of this series at our website, npr.org.